Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Astrologer and the Alchemist. My name is Ann Ortley. I'm the astrologer, and I'm waiting for my friend Gemma Ja to join me shortly. Hopefully, she'll be here in a second, and she will appear and talk to. There she is. Here comes Gemma Ja. Hi, Gemma Ja. How are you?
Hey, Ann. How you doing?
I'm good. It's a full moon, baby. Or, I'm sorry, not a full moon. It's a new moon, baby.
New moon, absolutely.
New moon just happened at 12:34 p.m. today. Happy new moon in Pisces. How are you?
I'm good. Yeah, enjoying
good.
This. I will be enjoying this weather as soon as we finish this because it's a nice day today. And ready to get out there in that new moon energy.
That's
so
very cool.
Yeah, we have a new moon in Pisces, right?
Yes, it's a new moon in Pisces, and Jupiter is right next to it. So the sun, moon, and Jupiter are together, which is always nice because Jupiter kind of expands everything. And then it has that very intense clump of planets, Mars, Venus, Vesta, and Pluto all together, which is, of course, the war over in Ukraine. But it also is a really good energy for launching new things because Mars and Venus and Vesta are all going to hit Pluto, and they're going to begin new cycles around creation and transformation. So it's an excellent time for a daydream coming to reality. So it's kind of cool. We'll be like, hey, what's the vision we're creating? Where are we going? And in my land, I have a new lamp on my porch. Mike Spangler, the electrician, came over this morning and put it in. And Gemma Ja, you'll be pleased to know I got a moon lamp. It's a
very
beautiful
nice.
Round white lamp. It looks like a moon. And I'm like, I'm going to get the one that looks like the moon. So I have it on. And so he just left. So it's very cool. So, yeah. So electric, new repairs. So it's, and it's beautiful here in Florida. It's a gorgeous day. So.
Nice. Okay. Yeah, here it's a sunny day, too. Like I said, I want to get out and get my walk in. And and we also have, we have Mars and Venus doing their final conjunction with Pluto tomorrow. Is that correct?
Yes. Yep. They meet up with Pluto on the 3rd, and then they meet up themselves on the 6th. So they're,
okay.
They met up in Capricorn a couple weeks ago, and then they're going to meet up. You know, this only happens once every 150 years, so it's kind of rare that they meet
right.
up within a week of each, you know, and it's tied to the retrograde. So Mars is moving a little faster than Venus, and then he went past her in Capricorn, and then she's moving a little faster now, and she's going to go catch up with him and go past him on March 6th. And they're going to be both at zero Aquarius. They're going to meet up on zero Aquarius, the degree of the Jupiter-Saturn conjunction last year in 2020, December of 2020, which says what's your next 20 years going to be. So now Mars and Venus get there. Next year, Pluto gets there. But we're under this big new adventure beginning energy. So it's kind of important. And, of course, obviously, we're looking at the world and seeing enormous changes in terms of the whole response of all the governments, and UN just voted to, you know, about Russia this morning. And so it's a really interesting time because we're really seeing power dynamics and alliances and things coming in. So remember the energy, obviously there's a war going on, so that's something you want to watch for, but there's also all this very, very strong alliance and saying, hey, we're going to act together to get
Absolutely.
Things accomplished. So you want
right.
to kind of go towards that end. You want to go towards that end of the energy rather than the blowing up the airport, the television tower, and bombing Ukraine. But it's a really interesting mix. And so it's incredibly productive and fertile and transformational, but it's also pretty potent stuff out there. So this new moon, I would encourage people to do the ritual on the Pisces moon or the Taurus moon, which is Sunday, Monday. But I would kind of skip the Aries moon because that's a pretty nasty little puppy. And that's the one that is the weekend. So.
So what date does that do? You have that in front of you?
The new moon is today, and the moon's
yeah.
in Pisces until tomorrow, 4:45 p.m. East Coast time. And then at 8 o'clock on Thursday night, it goes 7:52, it goes into Aries. So that's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, it goes void at 11:02 p.m. And it's Moon in Aries square Pluto, so that's when the fighting is going to be really pretty brutal. And then it goes into Taurus at 3 a.m. on the Sunday and Monday the 7th, and then it goes void on the 8th at 9:30 in the morning. So, you know, I always encourage people to do rituals on the new moon, but I wouldn't do it on the Aries moon because that's the war part.
That's good.
Pisces moon or the Taurus moon Sunday, Monday. But skip Thursday night, Friday, Saturday, because that's a pretty aggressive, pretty angry moon.
I see. So that's the time
especially if you're harnessing it for some kind of creation, you want to harness a happy moon, not a moon that wants to blow up buildings and destroy things, right? So that said, if you want to blow up and destroy things on this new moon, you want to do it on the weekend, right? So.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So if you want something to diminish or something to, if you need the force, if you need the power, the force to be with you when you're trying to dismantle something, then, you know, that's something to use that. But you know, I like what you said about how it's, you know, we're our response to, you know, a few things that happen right now. We're seeing the collective or the galvanization of countries and the peoples of the countries against war. You mentioned about our approach to that. So we're not saying, okay, guess what? We're going to bomb you back. We're saying, no, we're going to shut off the feed. We're going to shut off the pipelines to you of funding, of money, of course, other sanctions. Just so that you can see, even though, yes, there will be suffering around that, but our response is different. You know, our response to aggression is not by the same aggression, not by the same manner of aggression.
Right, right. It's like cosmic timeout room. You're going in the timeout room now.
Yeah. I like that. And which also speaks to how we're developing as a human race. That we're saying, okay, you know, that's not, you know, we're not going to risk a world war by just everyone launching a missile. That's not going to do us any good. We're not going to solve anything that way. But let's see, what can we do to, and then what we're doing also is showing other potential aggressors, and we know who they, you know, are or could be. This is how we'll do it, you know. So we're not putting up with this anymore. This response to, or this way of, I call it it's so 1100s, you know, the war thing, you know, the whole. I don't like what you're doing, or I can't get my way. I'm going to attack. No. We're not. That's not how we're going to do this. So, I think we're also seeing the exposure, the last ditch efforts of all of the, I call them the malevolent despots. We're seeing the crazy leaders. You know, of the old time, and they come back from all biblical times, or I'm the head of everything, and I'm the head until I die kind of energy, even though they're being in that position is killing off their people. And they don't see that because they're so disconnected from their people and what's actually the collective is asking for. So they won't go down easy, which we're seeing. They won't go down easy. They'll go down scrappy, but they're going down. They're going down. So that's the good news. We're not up for that anymore. You know, which is heartening to see that. I just read this. I was doing something, and I saw that they even going after their yachts. They're going after the cryptocurrency. They're saying, you know what? We will find as many as we can ways that you're trying to hide for the oligarchs, or those who are the transgressors. Who would support the, you know, war, saying, no, you're going to feel the pinch. You know, you can feel, you know, you're going to feel this too.
We're going to take your money. We're going to take your this. We're going to take your toys. And then you're not going to be able to do what you think you can do. Yeah, no, I think when he had that part in his speech yesterday, everybody applauded. And it's like, yep, you know, no, we're done.
Yes.
We're done.
We are done.
It's not personal. It's like, just take your tanks and go home and stop. You know, stop. So, it's kind of, but it is definitely you know, we're watching it and we're really, you know, I've been saying with this COVID thing and with all this stuff, you know, we're really sitting on the edge of history. We're really sitting on the edge of history, and we really are. You know, there's kind of a magical sense to it of, wow, this is bigger than all of us. And, you know, how do we work with it and help it evolve, help us as humans evolve. And I think that's one of the beauties of this time, is that we're really seeing, you know, a real opportunity to work with people on a different way and kind of do things in a different manner. And, you know, I'm feeling pretty optimistic, frankly. I mean, it's a little scary, but it also is, it's good, you know.
It is good on most levels, but I do see, I am concerned about, there seems to be a resurgence of just out and out racism or supremacy mindset that seem to be coming, you know, again, with this, Uranus and Taurus, we're seeing I think we're seeing things that were buried deep in the earth. The earth of our psyche, if you will, and so we're seeing, you know, so that's something to we can't lose sight of that. We're seeing how in this country, if we hadn't gotten moved on a person who was occupying an office, I can't say it was a leader, but who was occupying an office that typically only leaders occupy, we could have been facing something similar, as you know. That they're facing right now in Ukraine and Russia, but we're still seeing a war against people, against human beings here in this country, or against in other countries too. I think of the type of human being that, you know, that you are, and that's I'm not gonna stop speaking about it until the resurgence is something that I find to be, again, as I'm a child of the 60s, since I was born in 57, so I was born into it, came out the womb into it. Now, I was just operating within it. And then things, we started seeing, okay, women's rights, civil rights, and then we're saying, wow, no, okay, I don't like that every human has rights, so now I need to come up and try to usurp or take those rights and try to walk stuff back. And I'll run stuff back is what I'm seeing attempts at. So that's something that we have to maintain a level of vigilance on. So these are all old energies, I think, and that we're seeing that are known. They don't have a place right now. They can't find. They're losing their toehold. They're trying to not dig back in, you know. So and hide in other ways. So while I don't think we'll ever get rid of we do have to really get it to its core, so that it doesn't have the opportunity to rear up and be as active as it is in our political system right now, and you know, and how we live. Mm-hmm. So,
I agree. I think that's really important. You know, recognizing one of the things that happens, and I remember, you know, power doesn't like to let go of itself. So I'm in power, and I don't really. I don't really want you to let go of yourself on this, you know, and it's kind of like, I'm going to hang on to power for the best I can, right? So it's got a lot of energy around, I win and you lose. And so that energy of, you know, how we work with it, it's really kind of spooky, you know, because we do need to work with it in a different way. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I do agree. Yeah. There is a resurgence. And it also needs to be, when it's spotted, it needs to be, no, this isn't, because the other part of it is, when you see the strong man like Putin invading, and you see, you know, of course, Trump didn't deliver weapons to Zelensky. That was what he withheld when he wanted him to do Biden's journey. And, of course, Trump tried to break up NATO, which, so you kind of go, okay, so you were working for Vladimir. We get it, Trump. We get it. But it also is the Republicans that are saying, we think this is okay. And it's like, no, it's not. You know, this guy's a murderer. He kills the people. He kills the press. He kills his opponents. And is this what you want running the world? You know, so the answer is no. But we also have to stand up and say, hey, this isn't right in any format. you know, whatever form it is, we're gonna fight against it. So I think that's the other part of it that's really super important right now, is recognizing that as we have these options about how we want to work with things, that we're really figuring out, you know, other opportunities for ways for things to show up than they have up until now.
So I think that's really
super important, and I agree with you. It really needs to be called out and say this is unacceptable behavior under any form. And it was a really, just before I called you, one of the reasons I was a little late, I was reading the op-ed piece by one of Zelensky's top lieutenants saying, hey, you guys need to recognize this is a process we're going on. We need your help here. Don't, you know, it was much better than I'm saying it now, but don't just stand there and think this is not going to be a problem if you don't do something about it, because it will be.
Right.
And so, so it also is, you know, people watch and go, oh, I can get away with this, so let me, right? And that's the, when you have that, I can get away with stuff, then there's a whole energy around, let me get away with it. You know, if they're getting away with it, I can. And that's, you know, part of the problem. And I thought Biden, you know, announcing yesterday he's going to appoint a czar of, you know, people that embezzled money during the pandemic, you know, he's going to go after them with the Justice Department. I'm like, good.
I think this you know, the Pluto transit that we're experiencing is happening in our second house, because we have not just the, you know, our values and our system of money, but also we, because of money, sometimes we oftentimes have been blinded to the injustices that have been running rampant. They've been existing there for a while, but it's like, I can overlook a good example is, did you hear about that situation, Anne, about the PGA? There was I forgot who was trying to start another pro golfers association using Saudi Arabian money. And one of the major pro golfers got in big trouble because the PGA said, okay, well, if anyone joins that, then you can no longer be a member of the PGA and no longer join or no longer compete. And so the different major golfers that we know of, and some of them we don't know of, but, you know, but we're lining up different ones. And Phil Mickelson said, well, you know, this is still good for us. I mean, they probably killed Khashoggi, Adnan Khashoggi, and they have civil rights abuses, but look at the money here. And he got blowback galore because of that. Like, I can overlook that because of the money. You know, what's the value to me? And got called out on it, lost backers and sponsors and so on. So, but you know, what he was saying is that, hey, this has been going, this is what I've been doing all along. This is how we've been acting, you know. I have I put things in that scale, and that scale says this could bring me more money. And, you know. That's something else. So we're happy to, you know, look at what we value, you know, beyond what we value beyond just the money. Do we value our democracy, our freedom? Do we value our rights to vote and to be self-directed in a collective, within a collective, of course, you know. So this is the pitch. This is a battle on so many fronts, though, that's coming up. Women's value, women's rights. Don't sleep that, you know, trying to determine how we should live and control our bodies again. That control, that need to control who you are and what you do and so on. That way it's the last ditch. It's the last ditch efforts to not allow our evolutionary dials to dial upwards. And that's why we're in a revolutionary, you know, I think, mode right now. Because you have to, in order to revolve, to evolve, we have to revolve. So we may have to, have the revolutionary energy on different manners. So we don't have to use it the same way we've used it before. You know, take up your guns and so on. But we have other weapons that we can use. You know, to defend.
And also, I mean, as an example, and I think it, you know, bears repeating, you know, there's a lot of people divesting of the Russian assets and Russian companies, and that was that's how South Africa got fixed. It took a while. It wasn't immediate. It wasn't rapid. It wasn't quick. But that really shifted you know, it shifted stuff. And this, with really huge economic mm-hmm. sanctions, you know, it's like we're going to take away your money rather than give you money. And
right.
Also, there was an excellent interview with Katie Couric with a guy who I've seen him a few times. I'm blanking on his name right now. But he was saying, hey,
yeah.
hey, we need to not just do the sanctions. We need to do the bankers who know where the money
yeah.
is, who have been enabling
money. Right.
We need to make penalties
yes.
in that law. So if they don't tell
mm-hmm.
us, you know, they're in big trouble. And I'm like, okay, I'm
yeah.
good with that.
yes.
I'm
yeah.
like, yep, you got to fork it over.
Yeah. yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we know this is going to hurt because we know certain people, certain parties were receiving funding from Russia
mm-hmm.
to do things.
Yep.
And it's going to put the banking industry on notice to say, like you guys are saying, we're going to, you know, we better let
mm-hmm.
us know, because if we find out some other way, then you're in trouble, and that means a big investigation, you know. So
mm-hmm.
I think
mm-hmm.
this is, you know, you don't know. This is the Uranus at play. You don't know where these
yes.
Reforms or things or where the spotlight's going to hit. And it's like, are you kidding me? Us? It's like, yep, mm-hmm, because
mm-hmm.
it just comes
mm-hmm.
out of, you know, no one would have thought that after that situation, that decision Putin made would actually result in certain things that are going to expose or put the light, you know, put the spotlight on certain
mm-hmm.
inequities and underhanded dealings that have been going
yeah.
on for far too long. So, you know, this
yeah.
is, you know,
yeah.
one of those things that's not all good, but there's some good coming out of this. There is some good that
mm-hmm.
will.
Mm-hmm.
Come out of this. This is, you know, as soon as I was talking to someone the other day, I said, you know, oh, we thought, you know, 2020 was bad, 2021, and here we are, 2022. And
it just never stops. There's always something going on.
The remarkable, it's so remarkable because we're seeing everything that we've seen, I think, since 2016, actually, since
mm-hmm.
2016, we're seeing such a concentrated entry into the history books, into the annals of history.
Yeah.
So that,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? It's like, wow. I mean, I wonder what they're going to call this period of time, I think, from 2016 or maybe 2012
mm-hmm.
through 2024 or whenever when
mm-hmm.
Pluto visit, it's, you know, Pluto's moved on. I think they could say, wow, that was quite intense. I want to say, yes, it was. It was quite intense. We're not getting a chance to really to take a break and say, oh, I'm going to kick back. No. Here, we got this. We got this.
No. No kicking back for you.
No kicking back
too.
For you. You know, so
much going on for you to kick back. We're gonna get
no,
you kicking
no.
you right back up on the. Yeah, we're gonna get you kicking right back up on the forward motion plane again. You know, so.
But you
good.
Know what I've been watching?
I'm,
haven't watched. Go ahead.
Yep. No, no.
No, you
I'm
go.
Good.
You go. I've been talking a lot.
Well,
you
I
go.
Just think. I was just thinking. It's just I find it really happy. It makes me happy. You know, I mean, I know we're going to watch some really horrible stuff, but I also am like, you know, this has never happened before. And so once
right.
we've done it once,
yes.
then it's
yeah.
a lot easier to do again, right? You know, because
yes.
the barrier has been broken. Yeah.
Right.
So that's,
yeah.
That's where
yeah.
I'm optimistic.
Yeah.
So, you know, you got a 40-mile convoy coming in. But you know, they've been filming the Moscow soldiers saying, "I'm so sorry," because they're quitting in mass. They don't want to fight
mm-hmm.
either, you know.
No, I'm right there with you, Anne. I do feel encouraged by, you know, I never get encouraged by all that I'm seeing. And I every once in a while you recall things, mentors or people you've had in your life. And this one boss I had, who I know he and I have a relationship in a past life because I just talked to him, and he's a very wise being. And he said, you know, he said, we have to recognize that all boats don't float equally. So as we see change happening, sometimes some boats will be in the, you know, the high seas, and others are just getting up off the docks. You know what I mean? So we'll see. We won't see all everything happen. We won't all row ashore, hallelujah, at the same time. You know, so we're going to have to see, oh, look at this one making some gains. And then we see another boat launched, and we got, okay, let's get that one safely, you know, into the high sea. So, yeah. But I do feel encouraged by the fact that this global galvanization of efforts, and whether we all agree or not on everything, we're all realizing the leaders saying that, for the most part, saying, no, we don't support this. And we're learning, like you said, we're creating a new playbook. Which will hopefully discourage others when they see, wow, they really came together on that issue, around that, folks with an XI in their name. Those old-minded rulers are seeing, wow, I can't use my usual playbook? No. They still will be tempted, though. We got to watch. They still will try. Yeah. Everyone thinks they could do it better, but this is major baby steps. Not baby. This is major steps. We're big footing together we want to have a future, and we want to have a future that doesn't involve mass destruction of not only people but the planet. It's like, come on now.
Right.
Surely there's a way that we can find ways to resolve conflicts. And, but I also got to say this, too. I think that the concern about pipelines of gas and oil, that's a lot of our fault. I'll say humans' fault. We had ways and could have been developing ways. There's no way that we had these little computers and iPads and so on that we couldn't even think of back when you and I were in even high school or first started our careers. So you can't tell me that we could not have also extemporaneously or whatever, at this coterminous, been developing ways to come off of using the blood of Mother Earth fuels and so on. So we didn't want to do that because yes, it's going to be an investment, and it's going to be a little painful having to come off and change our systems. But we got to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You got to stop. Start ripping that Band-Aid off a little bit at least, but. Now we're getting to speed, but now we're still reliant upon other countries who can actually commit these atrocities because we need their oil, So that's how they've been able to get around certain things because we can't give up our
drug. We're our drug of choice.
Right.
I mean, admittedly, it runs a lot of stuff. I'm not saying it doesn't, but it's a drug. We have to be a little careful with this. Yeah.
So even it's going to force that. I think it's going to put that more on the forefront, saying, okay, we got to, not only is it not good for the earth, but it's not even good for how we conduct ourselves because we could be being held hostage by people saying, you can do that, but guess what? Then I'll take away your oil, pipeline.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't have that. We could say, now what you going to do?
Right.
Ultimately, this is going to be really good for the planet and good for the human race. And I think we'll see some of it, and won't see all of it, but we'll see begin to see the change.
We're here for the beginning part. That's the part that's important. Yeah, we're here for when it's starting and saying yes, change it. And if we really look at it and we say, what's our point in having this barbaric process that we're working with, it's not, why are we doing that? What's that about? We have to kill people and take over their property, especially, they've been alone. They've been left alone for 30 years and leave them alone. Stop it.
Yeah.
But it also is important for all of us in our own levels, however we can do it. I know I donated to the refugee fund and I will continue to donate. I've got one of my students, her dad's over in Kiev. In the city, didn't evacuate because he's got a weapon and he's armed. And, she tells me where to send money or send some. I mean, I can't go, obviously, but I can do my little part. And I think that's important, everybody doing their part and holding that energy of no, stop now.
Mm-hmm.
This is not appropriate. Mm-hmm. Stop now, So.
Yes.
We'll get there.
Energetically support those soldiers who are coming to that crisis of consciousness and spirit that's saying, no, I don't want to do this. Why am I shooting my family and my neighbor here? Why? Mm-hmm. So that questioning they're doing to send that energy for those who aren't sending money or other resources, you can send that. We know based on quantum theory that things are non-local. So I could say, you know, the energies that we feel here and the love and support and solidarity, we can direct to those in areas that aren't next near us because they are energetically or quantumly near us to support
right.
their spirit in making decisions that will be life-altering and life-supporting ultimately. So that's again, this is something that even hearing about it is giving me such making my heart sink to realize that we're not just war machines. Okay, point them that way and they go fight, which some are, of course, but the very fact that they are thinking about and rethinking about, why am I doing this? Because of some nut job telling me to whatever who's, you know what I mean? It's like, no, this, what have they done to us? They're just living their lives, you know, and look what I want to do. I want to live my life and my family back home, you know, and not be that way. So, this is, like you're right, Ian, we're seeing the old energies. We're part of the team who will escort the old paradigm and the old energy that they, and people they represent away and down to their nice sunset, you know, and anchor the new energies on the planet, you know. It's something that we're here to do. We're up for it. We're up for it, right?
I'm ready. You're ready.
Yeah.
We're on.
You guys talk amongst yourself. I have a package.
Right.
So keep on talking.
Right.
Keep on talking.
Okay. Well, no, we're good. Well, we're actually, the Blog Talk lady said we were done, so.
Yes? Okay, I'll be right down. Give me a few minutes.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, well, we can end.
Okay. See you later, Ann.
All right, Jay. Big hugs. Have a great week.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, everybody.